AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can stand, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
We'll clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh.
She can stand, so can you.
Find a cure.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out DevilRadio927.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Question. Who am I?
Maxine Radio, radio for the people.
You've watched the world become a product of what you've done, of what you've left undone, of what you've yet to do. Who do you answer to when all that's left is you? When will you see this through? You've listened to the claims that everyone has made. You've heard them call your name. You've watched them take your place. They're standing in your skin as you should have been. Too late to start again.
Amberstein out of Milwaukee, and that finishes off a double shot from them. We started the Max Inc. Heavy Hour off with their latest, The Letter, and getting a little word that Amberstein is going to be putting out some new material on the 23rd of December. We hope to have that before that date. Right now, another band that's coming out with some new music that we're going to have for you next week. Brand new music. But this is Bad Year, Handshakes. You're listening to me, Rocker, here on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Heavy, this is the Civic Media Network.
Now let's rebuild.
Magic Radio. Radio for the people.
Thank you. Come on, let's do it again now, maybe. I'll let you wear my crown.
Yeah, that is Iron Plow, and before that, Level the Earth. I am Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy. Just a moment. We're gonna have Lo-Fi Killers. They're gonna be in here with some new music, talking about their new album and various other things. And they brought along a friend of theirs, and we just happen to have some of his music. Brian Mole from Subatomic stopped in the studio as well, so I can't help but play some Subatomic. This is Pull Me Under on Max Inc. Heavy.
We'll be right back. not done yet.
You are in the middle of a double shot.
Double shot.
On Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 40. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 25 tonight, partly cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow, high of 40. Low 50s Tuesday, with a chance for scattered showers. Chance of snow on Wednesday, highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The dark side calls to you, Bastila. You hunger to taste it. Become my apprentice, and all its power can be yours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
Until She's Gone. That's the lo-fi Killers, and that's from their new album, Sleep On It. They're a rock duo from Madison, and right now in the studio with me is Caleb and Jack from Lo-Fi Killers. I'm wishing I could speak. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Appreciate it. All right, guys. Thanks for coming down to the studio tonight. Tell us a little bit about the Lo-Fi Killers for those of our listeners who have never heard of you guys before.
Yeah, so we've been playing about...
What? Wait, hold on. Why aren't you coming in my microphone here? Can you talk into that mic one more time?
The low rocker
test. Switch. Somehow this microphone is not coming in here.
Oh, okay.
Come on over here.
Hello.
Hello. Is this working now?
Oh, that is working so much better. I'm not sure why that microphone is malfunctioning, but we'll fix it later. You are Caleb, correct?
Correct.
All right, Caleb. Tell us a little bit about the Lo-Fi Killers.
Yeah, so we've been playing about 2.5 years now. We started, I guess it's been about 3 years now. We started back in fall of 2019 when we were both in high school, and we met really playing in our school's pep band, and we just started trying to get bands going with like other people in school and whatnot, and nothing was really working out, so we just decided, hey, like, let's just try it, the two of us. And at the time we had been listening to bands like the White Stripes, Royal Blood, and so we kind of saw that, you know, you can do this whole band thing, which is two people. So from there we just started jamming, the two of us, and my pedal board started getting bigger, the amps started adding up, and
I noticed your amp is huge.
Oh yeah, the bigger the better.
Yeah, you know, I saw that you guys are a very kind of classic vintage equipment, and just two guys, it's making definitely all the wide sound you need to. And hey,
oh yeah,
you know, it's easier to split the take at the end of the night, correct?
That is true. Yes.
Two players. So tell us a little bit about your new album. It just came out not too long ago, and it's called Sleep On It. Tell us about your new album.
Yeah, so it's a 4-song EP that I think sort of embodies where we're at right now as a band, which is still trying to really figure out that specific sound that we're looking for, because each song is definitely very unique. You'll hear a little bit of like Alice in Chains influences, Nirvana, as far back as like Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin. Get a little bit of everything on these 4 songs, and wrote them over the course of about the past year, and we recorded them back in the summer
at Blast House Studios. Is that where you guys recorded?
Yes, sir.
That is a great local studio here in Madison. Now let's give the drummer some tell us about yourself, Jack. You must be a John Bonham disciple, because I saw your drum set.
Yeah,
total classic. Yes. Vista Light Ludwig.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, you really hit it on the head. Bonham is a huge, huge influence in my playing. Dave Grohl, too, really. I mean, like Caleb said, Bill Ward, Black Sabbath, that was a lot of early on. I heard a lot of that from my dad, and a lot of metal early on and punk, and now I've matured to more funk influences I've been delving into. So, but yeah, I mean,
now you just you mentioned your dad, and you guys are young guys. You're not too long out of high school, is that
right? In I'm 18 and graduated last year, so
perfect. Well, you know, so like, what role did your parents play in, you know, you guys now been together for a few years, so I'm imagining maybe supportive parents. Are your parents musicians?
My parents are not. My dad delved a little bit in his younger days as a singer, but
yeah.
Other than that, no, not really.
But he's a metalhead.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I always know, you know, behind a good young band, there's always some parents supporting it, and that's just, it's always a huge thing. I love to see it. Now, Caleb over there on guitar, I noticed you're playing some vintage stuff too.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of parents influencing us, my first guitar that I played in our first gigs was my dad's old guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's actually really funny, because it started in Jack's family. So when Jack's family sold it to my dad, then my dad handed it down to me, and now I've been playing it. So, yeah, old Ibanez Les Paul copy. You can't find that, really, anywhere right now. It's pretty cool.
Wow, that is a good story. Now, you guys have a show coming up in February. So after the turn of the year, it's going to be in Appleton. The Misfits, and that's at Misfits. That's in Appleton with Broken Arrow and Flying Fuzz. Tell us a little bit about that show that's coming up.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. This is one of the first shows that we've really like just sort of built from the ground up, because I just was reaching out to all sorts of places and really trying to branch out, trying to play more north than just the Madison area. And Misfits looked like a great fit for us. And so I emailed them. They were like, "Yeah, like we'll have you guys play. You just got to finish the bill." So I messaged around and found Broken Arrow and Flying Fuzz, and they're two really exciting bands too. And I think that it's going to be a really great night of rock music. You'll hear a little bit each. You know, each band is pretty unique, but it'll be really exciting.
Well, I have a little Flying Fuzz that I'm going to bring up in just a few minutes in our playlist. We actually had Flying Fuzz was in interviewing just two or three weeks ago, maybe. I can't remember. They flow together. Well, hey, guys, thanks a ton for coming into the studio and talking to us about your new album. This is the band Lo-Fi Killers. We had Caleb and Jack. Thanks a lot for coming down tonight. We really appreciate it. Before you go, though, tell us about this next song. It's called Chained.
Correct. Yeah, so I wrote the lyrics about a year ago and the guitar riff about the same time. And I really wanted to work on this idea of like having that really low C note ring out, but then also playing like higher chords. And so that's how this riff came out. And then we just kind of jammed it for a while and found it. And yeah, now it is what it is now. It took a couple months to really to mold into what it is.
Now, where can we find you guys online? I saw you had a link tree.
Oh, yeah. We're on Facebook and Instagram, Lo-Fi Killers, and wherever you stream music, you can find our stuff.
And that's spelled L-O-F-I Killers. That's correct?
Correct.
All right. Let's hear Lo-Fi Killers. This is brand new from their new album, Sleep On It. This is Chained. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah, when the devil asks you.
Garbellion. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We're going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.